What's up, ladies and gentlemen, and happy Friday. This is Doc Leesner, the podcasting beast, running a solo show. Happy Friday. We made it. We did it. But what didn't happen to Doc's delight? The Bucks finally release Antonio Brown. I almost didn't want to see it happen. I didn't want to see it. I thought that if we could just make it just till the end of the week, maybe next week, maybe he could, you know, we could patch things up. But it seems as though this was a partnership that was bound to end. A lot of speculation regarding the ankle, a lot of speculation regarding the bonuses. I don't know what to believe. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. We got Ian Rappaport saying that, you know, Antonio Brown wasn't happy as early as last week with the number of targets, number one. Number two, he wanted his contract to be guaranteed, which, again, I can understand, especially if you're dealing with some pain. And I guess, you know, we all talked about the need for 8 catches, 55 yards, and so on and so forth to make the $1 million. But, you know, I get it. You know, and I guess that's what made leaving so much more of a statement. But now we know that he declined going in the game and then moved forward with removing his equipment, as we all know. I guess this is the last thing we'll say, unless he gets picked up by a team, which is highly unlikely because he said he's going to get ankle surgery. Personally, I think it would look really bad if Antonio Brown signs with another team. It would make him look really bad because you just said that, you know, your ankle was hurt and that's why you didn't play. But then everybody now will know, like, hey, it was all about the money, as Vince McMahon would say. But we'll have to wait and see what happens. I mean, obviously, Antonio Brown may file a grievance, you know, to try to get that money, citing that, you know, the Bucks organization knew about the injury and they, you know, they tried to downplay it. But, you know, Bruce Arians, you know, has kind of stayed true to his statement. And then even yesterday claiming that, you know, he went to Antonio Brown after another coach went to him. I think another coach went to him first, you know, told him that, hey, you're about to go back in. He said, no, I'm not. And then from there, he said, you're done. You're done. Which I don't blame him. I mean, you know, when I look at this team, you know, especially, you know, looking at, you know, Mike Evans and a few other guys who've, you know, given up money, when you think about it, turn their roster money into, you know, or turn their salaries into bonuses and all other stuff, gave money back so that the team could sign people like Antonio Brown, you know, a real selfless team. Everybody kind of had to be selfless last year. You think about it, Leonard Fournette coming over, always being number one, and all of a sudden being asked to, you know, play second fiddle to Ronald Jones, you know. I think everybody had a little bit of selflessness to win the Super Bowl last season. You had to humble yourself to win the Super Bowl last season. But this year, I guess, maybe because we already won one, Antonio Brown's like, I need to get paid, you know, I need it to be guaranteed. But nonetheless, Antonio Brown has been released from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Contract has been terminated. I'm not sure what they're going to put in there, whether he didn't show up. But last thing I know is that he started releasing the receipts. He started releasing text messages. But I didn't feel like the text messages really did anything in his favor, in his case. I mean, he was trying to say that, you know, Bruce Arians knew about the ankle. It wasn't a matter of Bruce Arians not knowing about the ankle. That was the issue. He knew about the ankle, but as I mentioned, I mean, in the game, Antonio Brown looked fantastic. You know, the one route that they keep showing on NFL.com with him running the deep stop route. His speed looked good. His plant looked good. Like I said, my ankle's hurting from the beginning of the game. I'm selling it from the beginning of the game. I'm limping. I'm going down first play. We're going all in. But for some reason, you know, he waited. You know, he waited until a moment where we were getting clapped to do all this. And it doesn't help that we also came back and won without him, and that's never a good sign, in my opinion. But he's trying to say that the Bucks organization knew that he was hurt and that, you know, now they're trying to make try this whole story. But the fact is that, number one, he missed most of the week of practice, and then he practiced Friday and Saturday and then came back and did this. But it's over. I'm not 100% sure if he'll sign. I don't think it's a good idea. If I'm his agent, I'm telling him to get the surgery, you know, because that's the big ticketed item. Get the surgery and then come back next season at the age of 34, I believe, if anybody wants to play or have him play for their team. That's his best course of action, in my opinion. But I wish him the best of luck. I'm hoping that this doesn't affect the Bucks, of course. It's my team. And we'll have to wait and see what happens. Next, we got some Saturday and Sunday football. Obviously, some huge playoff implicators. We'll have to wait and see exactly who's in and who's out. But on Saturday, we got the Kansas City Chiefs versus Denver Broncos. I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they'll go ahead and finish up the season with a victory on Saturday. Just gives them a little bit of extra rest. Yeah, I'm not sure. Denver, you know, they'll have to go into the offseason thinking about whether they're going to keep their coach, thinking about, you know, who their starting quarterback is in the future, because I'm not sure Teddy Bridgewater can be it due to his health concerns, but we'll have to wait and see. Philadelphia versus hosting the Dallas Cowboys on Saturday night. The Cowboys need this win. This is do or die, but the Eagles need the win as well. I am actually going to go with the Cowboys to win this game. They really need it. I want to see them with their backs against the wall. Can they get it done in Philadelphia on the road? I'm going to choose the Cowboys. Clearly, I'm choosing Green Bay over Detroit. It didn't matter who's playing for Green Bay. It doesn't matter. I'm choosing Green Bay. Indianapolis should get to 10 wins over the Jacksonville Jaguars, who want to keep that number one pick again, which stinks, but you know, more power to them. Indianapolis. Ugh. Washington football team versus the New York Giants. Ugh. That's nasty. As Pop would say, that's going to give us a little nasty. I'm going to go with the Washington football team. I just don't think the Giants are, despite what Joe Judge is saying about the organization, I think it's a show and po what is it, clown and pony show. Yeah, I'm going with the Washington football team. Chicago versus Minnesota. Mike Zimmer and Matt Nagy's final games, potentially. Nagy definitely, Zimmer possibly. I think the coach firing bowl will be won. For some reason, I feel like the Chicago Bears are going to win this. I don't know how. But I'm going to go with the Bears. I think the Bears will figure out a way to win this, for just to show that, you know, just show their appreciation for Matt Nagy going out. I think Tennessee is going to beat Houston this time around, claim their number one seed and get out of there. Pittsburgh versus Baltimore. I'm actually going to choose Pittsburgh. I think they really, really are showing grit and hunger. They really want to get into the playoffs. I'm going to choose Pittsburgh over Baltimore. Cincinnati versus Cleveland. I need to know if Joe Burrow is playing or not. I need to know if Joe Burrow is playing or not. But I don't know. Baker Mayfield's hurt. If Cleveland does what they did last week, you can forget about it. Not running the ball. That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I'm actually going to go with Cincinnati. Potential game of the week, NFC West is going to, NFC West, as Professor John Gotti would say. I'm actually going to go with the 49ers. Take a chance here, go with the 49ers. The Rams, Matthew Stafford's still learning how to be a winning quarterback. I know that's disrespectful, but he's still learning how to win. So many losing seasons. Not saying that he's not a good quarterback, but he's still learning how to win. Bucks versus Carolina. I'm going to go with Tampa. I think they'll come out hot and they'll figure out a way to beat the Panthers. Arizona should beat the Cardinals. Arizona should beat the Cardinals. Arizona should beat the Seahawks. That shouldn't be in, that should be easy. Not easy, but I think the Seattle defense isn't what they used to be. And the Cardinals will figure out a way to get the W. New England will end the Dolphins season. I think Miami had a great run. They've shown great promise. I think a few more pieces, and they're in the discussion, as long as they don't make any regressions. Ugh. I think Atlanta's going to end New Orleans' quest to make the playoffs. I'm going to give it to Atlanta as potentially Matt Ryan's last game as a Falcon. I think Atlanta gets it done. Buffalo is going to beat the Jets. Despite what happened last week, Buffalo should beat the Jets. Although the Jets are one of the better 4-12 teams, one of the better bad teams, in my opinion, based on their performance the last 2 weeks, I think the Jets have a lot of potential, but Buffalo should win this game. And lastly, Sunday night, Chargers, Raiders. I don't think this game is going to matter, but I'm going to go with the Chargers to beat the Raiders. So we shall see what happens this weekend. A lot of football to be played. I'll come back on Monday to talk about the NCAA SEC National Championship rematch between Alabama and Georgia. But I know you heard this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. But if you didn't, you can always go to our website at www.debateamongstfriends.com to review this episode as well as all the previous. Be sure to tune in on Monday again as we cover these games as well as our predictions for the national championship game between Alabama and Georgia. But come back here Monday for the news, the analysis, and the reads.